This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Casey Morrell. MU Provost Brian Foster announced earlier today he will step down from his position on January 1st. During his time as provost, Foster helped Mizzou Advantage take off as an economic stronghold in media of the future, sustainable energy, medicine, and health, and food for the future. After coming to MU in 2005, Foster has most enjoyed establishing relationships with people all over campus.
I love the huge sense of community here, and it's embedded in the community of Columbia. Another thing that I think is wonderful is people from different parts of the university, different academic areas, come together and collaborate in a way that's almost unheard of at other universities.
Foster will still work about 25% of the time on special projects with the chancellor and anthropological research at the university. Deputy Provost Ken Dean will serve as the interim provost until someone else is named. President Obama is scheduled to travel Friday to Ford's new stamping plant in Liberty that's located next to the automaker's Clay Como assembly plant outside Kansas City. Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill also plans to attend the event. Missouri lawmakers approved an incentives package for automotive manufacturing in 2010. The proposal passed during a special legislative session after a senator ended a more than 20-hour filibuster. The 911 Personnel Transition Committee has announced key transition dates for the 911 call center project. A new call center will be built on the Boone County Law Enforcement's campus. Treasurer Nicole Galloway says the project is keeping voters in mind.
Boone County will start to fully fund the operations and reimburse the city for the joint communications or 911 operations. And this is when that new sales tax revenue is going to be available. And so really it's using the revenue as the voters intended.
Boone County will take control of funding for public safety joint communication beginning January 1st, 2014. By January 2015, the county will assume administrative control of the operation and will employ those who worked for the City of Columbia's emergency system. State Senator Kurt Schaefer has become the first big-name Republican to toss his hat in the ring for the 2016 Missouri Attorney General's race. Marshall Griffin has details.
Schaefer is in his second and final term in the Missouri Senate. He made headlines earlier this year when he held hearings on the Department of Revenue's practice of scanning the documents of driver's license applicants and its decision to release the names of Missouri's concealed carry weapons holders to a federal investigator. Schaefer will likely face competition for the GOP nomination. House Speaker Tim Jones has expressed interest in running for both Attorney General and Secretary of State, and State Senator Eric Schmidt of St. Louis County may also run. Meanwhile, incumbent Democrat Chris Koster is expected to run for governor in 2016. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Schaefer represents District 19, covering Boone and Cooper counties. For KBIA News, I'm Casey Morrell.